I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Thursday, everyone. Yeah, I'll tell you about this. Was it a car chase or not? I'm still looking. If you've ever been involved in one, you have a sense of it's frightening, and I blame the fact that one of the drivers had tinted windows.
You were in a car chase?
Yeah, of a sort. I was just at a light, but all around me this was going on. And as soon as I see a vehicle with tinted windows, particularly this vehicle was like a muscle car, high speed, going up and down the drive. If I'm a cop, that's probable cause right there.
Hold on, where was this?
On the drive.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out to see if there's anything breaking here.
No, the police helicopter did come over.
There was a helicopter involved, too?
A little bit later on, when I got over to Walnut Street, I saw the police helicopter headed in the same direction. All right, so not sure if anything was captured on film. We will let you know. I'll give you more details, though, a couple thoughts on this.
In Krasnerland today, we're going to follow your car.
4 o'clock, Krasnerland today. But Ron DeSantis yesterday, I put a poll up on this. Was this a glitch, but not a big deal? That's winning overwhelmingly so far. You can go to my Twitter. It's about 55%. Then was this a... One second here. What the heck is...
Uh-oh.
All right. Was it a meltdown? That's only 19%. Did he break the internet? That's preposterous. You guys...
He melted the servers.
Yes. This guy, David Sacks, as I predicted yesterday. Look, when you're a candidate doing something like this, this is your one shot to have a moment. It's got to be here's what you have to do. It's got to be scripted down to the second, but it has to look natural. That's what you do. So I don't know how much Trump pre-planned that. There were a few little glitches coming down the escalator when he did it, but this was a mess up by DeSantis, and I'm sure he had to be getting nuts. I would have gone beyond nuts during that. And then the David Sacks guy as the moderator, it's the last guy in the world. It sounded like NPR at times. Now, DeSantis himself, I thought, showed you a lot of depth, a lot of attention to detail, and a lot of will, saying he would get rid of Christopher Wray. And when you contrast this with some of the stuff that Trump did, you got to say fairly, it's a fair point. Realize during this whole DeSantis Trump stuff, I'm going to tell you what I think on one. I just told you a negative on DeSantis, but a negative on Trump. One of the biggest things, we had a guest on yesterday, and I have more information on it, and I have a question to ask you, particularly if you're a Trump supporter. Feel free. You can differ. Don't get in a huff. Well, you can get in a huff, too. I don't care. That's the point. I think DeSantis's veterans appeal is something that everybody ought to look at. National Review today says DeSantis, if he becomes president of the United States, would be the first commander-in-chief since George Herbert Walker Bush, three full decades ago, to have served his country in uniform in a combat zone. Bill Clinton, of course, avoided the Vietnam draft. George W. Bush served in the Texas Air National Guard, but never went overseas. Barack Obama didn't seriously consider military service. Trump, they say, skipped out on Vietnam. And on it goes. Joe Biden, 5 student deferments, then disqualified because of asthma as a teenager. So DeSantis, after undergraduate years at Yale, Harvard Law School, joined the Navy during the Iraq War. And he served in Fallujah. He was the legal advisor to the SEAL who was responsible for rounding up the enemy or determining the enemy as Iraq was coming into its own. And what kind of authority did they have? The Navy SEAL, his name is Thorleifson, says he did a phenomenal job. It was a pretty complex time with Iraq's sovereignty starting to take hold.
What was his name?
Was
it Thor, first name?
Yeah, it's Thorleifson is his last name.
Oh, I thought his name was Thorleifson.
No.
That's the ultimate Navy SEAL name.
Thor is always a good name. And for this, he got the Bronze Star, among other things. But I didn't know that. I didn't know about the Bronze Star. So direct question, a simple one. Does that matter and how much? I always think this ought to matter a lot. Now, it's not determinative. I mean, look at Doug Mastriano, the level that Mastriano served in. And yet I don't think Doug Mastriano should be running for the Senate, as you know. Mastriano, I think, has moved up. Well, I know it's going to be tonight on Facebook at 8 o'clock. He's going to make the announcement. I hear from one source, not in the Mastriano camp, but a very good source, that Mastriano is going to announce he's not running. I don't know that, though.
Ooh.
You may want to light some candles toward that. I'll salute him if he prayer is called for here. I know I will be, because this loses the presidency if he runs and somehow another gets through the primary, which he might. But I'm hearing that Doug Mastriano will announce he's not running tonight. We'll see. 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have full coverage tomorrow. We'll be coming to you from far away. It's going to be a great show. So, Doug Mastriano is a big-time military guy, without a doubt. I give a lot of deference toward that. But as I said, it's not determinative, meaning that doesn't make him the nominee. That doesn't mean that's my guy, that that's the best. It doesn't mean it with DeSantis either. But I would tell you this, and this is a ticklish subject. You tell me. If Trump gets personal with DeSantis, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Jeb Bush just showed his true colors there. He didn't go right back at him. If he does DeSantis compare military service in Fallujah to Trump? I would advise him to do it. What's the response to that? 855-839-1210. Again, I'm not saying it's determinative that DeSantis ought to be president or nominee just because that's of that service. It's a much broader thing that we look at than just that. But it used to be that if you had that service, and this appears to be very good service, as I said, the first commander-in-chief in uniform in a combat zone since George Herbert Walker Bush. And George Herbert Walker Bush was, Reagan was not in military combat zone. So let's go back. Jimmy Carter, I'm not sure. He was military. Don't know if he was in a combat zone. And then I'd have to go back before that. Kennedy, Eisenhower. It used to be pretty routine. I think that's a refreshing thing. But that's a question. 855-839-1210. How much does it matter? Now, the other thing that's noteworthy is that Mark Levin is under fire. I think he's, I'm not sure if he's more of a DeSantis guy or just a DeSantis or Trump guy. But Mark Levin had him on the radio show last night. I guess it was a bit after the glitch and the whole thing that happened. And then tweeted out a page to donate. Now, DeSantis took in $1 million, which is good. It's not overwhelming as a result of all this. This did undercut a little bit what I think he is the master of control, the master of expertise and all that. You can't throw the ball to guys like Elon Musk and this other I told you that yesterday. Did they not test? I need somebody technical. Some people hit me on Twitter. Well, what do you mean, did they test? They can't test and all that. They apparently...
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, everyone, depending on wherever in the world you're joining from. I'm broadcasting live from from Twitter headquarters.
Yeah.
David Sacks here. Elon is sitting next to me.
And
we want to welcome you to this historic Twitter Spaces event, and more broadly, a first in the history of social media. Tonight, I'm pleased to introduce two individuals who've done more to loosen the...
This guy was annoying, shouldn't have been the moderator, and then he kept on saying we're melting down the servers and all. The audience was good for this. It's kind of fun, too, if you went on as I did right around 6 o'clock. At one point, my name was next to Rudy Giuliani's as people watching.
We've got so many people here that I think we are kind of melting the servers.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Just blabbing away. DeSantis need a much better guy to set him up. I could see that boredom is going to be a bit of a problem with DeSantis versus the Trump interview. Now, it was substantive. It was as detailed as I thought. He's got a good sense of the law. He's a lawyer, after all. And on the issues, I think he could stand in the ring against anybody and debate these. By the way, Trey Gowdy, who's just horrible. I don't know how Fox has that guy in that situation, did ask him a bit about abortion last night. This is Cut 12, Dan. I think this is of major importance, not because abortion is the major issue of this campaign. It's direction of the country, the economy, our way of life, traditional America versus what the left is doing. That's the issue. But here's Trey Gowdy with DeSantis bringing up this issue of abortion. Now, he didn't ask him what I would ask him on this to give him a chance on the 6-week thing. But listen how he handled this, and you tell me if it's effective or not.
As you alluded to, we were able to sign legislation protecting unborn child with a detectable heartbeat. And we think that that's a humane thing to do. And it's similar to what Governor Reynolds did in Iowa. And I applaud her for that. Dobbs returned the issue to the elected representatives of the people. And so I think that there's role for both the federal and the states. I think at the end of the day, fighting for life and protecting life really is a bottom-up movement. I think we've been able to have great successes at the local level. I am concerned about a Democratic administration with a trifecta trying to nationalize abortion all the way up until birth. That would be a violation of what states like Florida have done to protect life. It would be a violation of what states like Iowa have done to protect life. And I think that would be an abuse of power for them try to override every single pro-life protection in this country and allow abortion all the way up to the moment of birth, which 90% of Americans find to be truly horrific.
Look, I can't get inside the head of Trey Gowdy. I don't like him as a host or anything, you know. He didn't ask the question, though. What Ron DeSantis said, they check all those boxes, it's true. But that's not what's going to come up. What's going to come up is he's right about that, what they want to do, how radical they are. There is no doubt. But the 6-week thing is going to come up, and he's got to be asked, is that what you think should be done nationally, or is it state by state? But you are in that 6-week heartbeat bill. How do you explain that when the country's not there? And then we'll see how DeSantis positions and repositions. He's got to get some batting practice on that question. Not going to go away. They have little to run on, and if DeSantis is a nominee, that's what they're going to run on. But his answers, I listened to almost all of that and the Gowdy interview, and we have a lot of them. They were spot on as far as great detail, thought, etc., exactly what you would think. But turning this over to David Sacks and Elon Musk, I get the bump with Musk and all, you know, you can't turn stuff like this over. This has to be precise. Come out of the blocks, running, make that point. I do want to know, don't be afraid with the military thing. Well, what's the fear on that? 855-839-1210. How much does it matter? And I would advise him, if Trump punches you, that's something you can hit back with. Would that be wrong? You know, this idea that we're going to be in debate and people only like it if Trump punches back, well, I advise my guy, punch him back harder. He punches you back harder, punch him back even harder. Keep punching. Yeah, that's right. You get hit, he hits, he does. He's got a reputation for it, and that's fine. How about if you get hit back, though? You know, everybody's got a plan, as the great Mike Tyson says, until you get hit in the mouth, until you get punched. Well, we don't want that. Well, then don't punch then. Debate the issues. I want all of it because that's what the Democrats are going to do. I want to see the two of them, mano a mano, go at it over this. Do you? 855-839-1210. Does the military part of this matter? I'll give you the side question coming up. We have Sherelle Parker at 1230. And we have our buddy, Pat Malloy, the head of police out in Abington, and one of his top guys on a story you're going to hear first here. And then we believe you're going to be hearing it all over the place because it's...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Almost hard to believe what they were able to break loose in Abington around robberies. I'll let them tell it in detail, but you'll see it passes that muster. Some of it's very sensitive. We can only say certain parts, but you'll be hearing more about it, and it happened and is happening right here in Abington. You'll get that at 1:30 today, but jump in now. Does the military part of this matter? And would you advise, because Trump will punch. I mean, he's going to punch anybody who is somebody he thinks has standing. It might challenge him for the nomination. They're both on the debate stage. That's fine. You want to punch? I'm fine with that. Yeah. Do I hit back with something like this? Or are you going to be one of those people that say, oh, that's out of bounds. You can't be doing that. I just want to know what the rules are going into all this. And I think the rules are, look, both want to be president. Have at it. That's my rule. 855-839-1210. I happen to think military service should have more impact now than it ever did. The reason being, completely volunteer. Now, I don't think DeSantis is saying he was actually firing weapons and doing that, but he seemed to be on patrols. He did seem to be in Fallujah, of all places, and he did get the Bronze Star. All right, how much is that cut? And if hit, does he hit Trump back on Trump's lack of military service? I would say yes. That's one of the first things I would do. Is that out of bounds? I think you have to go into this knowing that Trump will pull no punches. Okay, that's the rule. Then you hit him back in exactly the same way. Tell me what's wrong with that if you're a Trump supporter. Or do you agree? No, Dom, that's fair. Trump hits people. That's fair. 855-839-1210. I think it has more importance now than ever. All right, some YouTube questions, Dan, we have here. And tell people how they can find us on YouTube.
Yeah, you can always find Dining with Dom from noon until 1 on YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Please go there, like, and subscribe. We'd really appreciate that. A discussion brewing as our discussion occurs here on air, as always, in the YouTube chat. A couple of thoughts that came from there. Dom, do you think if Mastriano, since he's not going to be at the top of the ticket this time around, if that might matter at all, and does that heighten the chances of Republicans?
Yeah, sure. It heightens them tremendously. I would say I'd be willing to put down my cryptocurrency or whatever the heck Bitcoin is, buy some, and give me that $1 trillion platinum coin, that if Doug Mastriano is the Senate nominee, we're going to lose that race badly. We're going to lose the presidency in Pennsylvania. We might even lose the state Senate. We're going to lose the House even worse. And it will be a debacle even beyond what Mastriano did the last time. Yes.
Another one. Buddha Man writes in, just a thought, is it possible that Twitter insiders caused a glitch in the beginning of DeSantis' interview with Elon?
No.
No?
No.
No conspiracy?
No,
here?
It's not. You know what? We got to stop this stuff all the time. The problem was, you don't hand over your lifeblood. This would be like me handing you over DJ Luke or Roe that I'm going to announce for this. I'm going to have somebody who's going to die trying to get it right, not a couple of dilettantes. So that's what Elon Musk was here. You mean to say they didn't have a sense that if you put it on Elon Musk's account with the vast number of people and all, what kind of test did
you
they
called
do?
It yesterday, man. Yeah. You said that there's something's going to happen, and it's a stunted start now. And yeah. I kind of question, like, I was sitting back here. I didn't say anything on air, yeah. But I go, hey, you know, you would think that Elon, with the money that he has, would make sure that he has this all ready to go.
Right.
Server's not going to melt, you know, test it somehow.
Exactly.
And finally, Dom, Buddha Man honed in on this narrative that's brewing now, that Ron is a great governor, but is he the right guy to clean up and reform the federal government? Do you think he can translate his governor skills to a president position?
He's even more the right way. I mean, you know, I just resent this all. And nothing against the person bringing it up, Dan, but he said last night, why didn't Trump fire Christopher Wray? Why did he ever put Christopher Wray in there? No, Trump is the one that doesn't drill down on these things. Trump's intention might be there, but it's not about intention. Ron DeSantis would fire Christopher Wray right there in the first 30 seconds. That's what's going to happen if he's president. And he'll have his number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 picked. It's not about bloviating about it. It's about having the detail right there. Next. And that's why last night's screw-up is more than a temporary glitch. Okay, we got a lot of stuff going on. Thanks for the YouTube questions, though. Keep them coming. That's right. Yes, that gets us into our side question today, which we'll get to. Be thinking 80s. I want to take some callers, though, because we're right on top of this DeSantis semi-debacle last night, the military service, and DeSantis versus Trump on that question on YouTube of going after the deep state. Let's go to Kathy on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Kathy. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. I wanted to make a comment about Christopher Wray. Yes, Trump did appoint him, but early on, he fired Comey, and he relied on people to make recommendations to him.
Wait a minute. You don't believe, though, the buck stops here, then?
Well, I believe he relied on people to make recommendations. He took the recommendations. I'm sure he regrets it now because Christopher Wray is a hack.
But again, Kathy, isn't it not a fair point to say it's the judgment, the buck stops here? He picked Christopher Wray.
Well, I think, yeah, he picked Christopher Wray because that's who was recommended to him. He wasn't inside the cabinet that long when he was taking those recommendations. And I don't know. I want Trump to have his second term, and that's what I say.
Well, you want him to have a second term, but you want to ignore stuff like this. So tell me your biggest gripe against...
Well, I'm ignoring it.
Well, tell
the people that...
Go ahead.
The people that recommended him to Trump are part of the cabal, I'm sure. And, you know, nothing he could do about it now.
Well, but the point is, though, your judgment and who you surround yourself with to make decisions, is it not?
Well, you know what Trump has said since then? In his second term, he knows who he can trust and who he can't trust. Now,
that's not good enough, Catherine. With all due respect, that's not good enough. You're just making excuses. I get it. You want Trump. What's your biggest problem with DeSantis? What's your problem with DeSantis?
Well, I don't. No problem with DeSantis. I like him, but I just wish he would have, like millions of other people, wish he would wait till 2028.
How do you get that? Let's break that down. How in the world, Kathy, you have to say to wait to 2028 when it's your time, when the presidency's there? You run. That's the way it works.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that turns out. That's all we can do, right?
Yes. All right, Kathy. Thank you. I don't want to. My God, the buck does stop there. And to clean out the deep state, it's not about bluster. I mean, my judgment is on this issue. DeSantis is the type of person that is going to drill down. That is relentlessly going to take out every aspect of it that you possibly can. It takes a certain personality. It takes a certain drive that you don't forget even for a second, and you try to drive it out. I don't think that's Trump's strong point. I don't see it. Now, I already criticized DeSantis for a couple things. He's ultimately responsible for his own announcement last night, which I thought was a bold move. But as we said yesterday, you're putting yourself in the hands of people like David Sacks and Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a genius. There's no doubt in certain ways. But he's also a dilettante. You know, I don't see him sweating over this. Not only that, the two of them, Dan Sacks and Elon Musk, are just kind of babblers. They don't get to the point. If they weren't so wealthy, I don't think anybody would put them into this situation. You don't rely on them. All right, they're not trustworthy on this whole issue. All right, coming up, somebody who's really bonded with a lot of our listeners. And Kathy, again, I'm sorry. I didn't want to just go after you, but no. You don't get a pass on Christopher Wray. All right, Chris Christie told you and all. That's suspect to me right there with Chris Christie and this guy. Don't you have to really drill down on that with the FBI? He did fire Comey. That's correct. That's a good point. 855-839-1210. You get in. Sherelle Parker, who's really bonded with our listeners, is back healthy and rolling. We'll ask her about making national news on this. And I think the secret sauce of her campaign, yes, the policy, but also how joyous and effervescent she is in running and doing this. And I think that's appealing to people, without a doubt. We'll get into that next here.
Baby, it's you.
All right, fitting introduction for our next guest here, one of our favorites on the Dom Giordano Show, the Democrat nominee for mayor in Philadelphia. Sherelle Parker is back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Sherelle, welcome. Congratulations.
Dan and Dom, thank you all so very much for having me, and thank you. I'm super excited.
Now, my only gripe is, and I know you have great dentists, I had Dr. Bentz, my guy, on speed dial that our listeners know. We would have been over there in the Batmobile, right there in the back room, and you would have been able to give that speech. I know, to stop you, it must have been like somebody hit you with a 2x4 there.
You know what? I appreciate your describing it, because that is the level of intensity that I felt. No one knows what that pulsating was like. But, we got through it, and I am super excited. And listen, I do, in a very serious way, want to say to you, Dom, and Dan, and to your entire listening audience, thank you so very much. For giving my campaign consideration. I don't care who you voted for, but the fact that I was able to share my vision for the city via this show, via the two of you, it is something that I will never forget. And it is also a perfect example for anyone who is attempting to judge a book by its cover. sometimes you have to go with your gut. Remember our humanity, even if we agree to disagree on some issues, but we listen to each other. And, Dom, I will never forget that you gave me that opportunity.
Well, we'll never forget that you came on, because I was telling Dan, we'll get to the policy part, but what the national people, and they couldn't know, one of the overwhelming qualities is your spirit, is your joyousness in this campaign, even when going back and forth over the issues. And I know deep down that is a winning thing over long years. My wife said to say that too, because that's what galvanizes her with you. It's apparent. And sometimes it's natural too. I mean, maybe some candidates can't do that. I think that won a lot of people over. They want that optimism in a mayor.
Wow, Dom, to hear you say that. Well, I didn't expect this to be a therapy session, but I don't mind sharing it with you and or the listening audience. I want you to know that there were several quote-unquote experts who said to me before I resigned to run that I should be a certain way and act a certain way to appeal to different constituencies. And I'm talking about, you know, I'm running the spectrum. I don't care if you're talking about from left all the way, far left all the way, far right, Dom. They were telling me I had to be a certain way. But what I learned on the trail, and for this I thank Philadelphians, I said, listen, no. Philadelphia wants authenticity. They don't want political correctness. They want a mayor to say what he or she means and to mean what he or she says. And I'm just going to be myself. And Dom, that's going to make some people uncomfortable. You know, I heard a lot of people say, oh, she's not compassionate enough. And, you know, she could say this a certain way. I have to be myself. And I, again, thank the listening audience, no matter who they voted for giving me a shot. I just appreciate that.
The national, I saw you with Tapper and some others, and they've had me on. So thank you to talk about what I thought. And I said that you knew in your heart, and I believe this too, it's not that strange, that in communities like where I live and where you were contiguous the first time we talked about that, people do want police presence, and it is doable to have police that connect with the community. That's your community policing and walking the beat and things of that nature. But that Terry stops are constitutional. One of your opponents just said they're never constitutional. You know, I wish I was in some of those debates. I were the moderator with the two of you, because I would have had it out there once and for all and let people hear it. Doesn't have to be a fierce fight about stop, so-called stop and frisk, and you're on the right side of it with Supreme Court cases. It's another tool in the toolbox.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I'm talking about before the campaign when I introduced the plan, during the campaign, and even now afterwards. It is this, you know, folks want me to run away from my support of Terry Stops. Listen, law enforcement has to have reasonable suspicion and just cause to know that a crime has been committed, will be committed, or is actively being committed. And Terry stops are that tool. I will not shy away from or cower to anyone who says that they don't think that that is a tool that law enforcement should have at their disposal. I would dare say to you that I am still unapologetic about letting you all know that if it's God's will and I can successfully make it through this general election, the public safety and health of our city will be my number one priority, and we're going to use every local, state, and federal tool available to make sure Philadelphians can literally see and feel that, Dom. Everybody's, I don't know if they've said it to you, Dom, but I've been getting, you know, a lot of folks saying, yeah, well, look at the dismal 27% turnout we had last week with all of you running and all of those ads. that's terrible. And I said, guess what? You know, I agree. But I look at it and I think it's apathy. I think it's frustration. I think it's anger. I think Philadelphians are tired of going into a booth, pushing a button and participating in elections. And they say, what in the hell in my life has changed? And I will dare say, because you've gotten me closer to the opportunity, we're going to see some changes that we can see, touch, and feel in our neighborhoods.
That's why, however you came, it's in your personality, too. It's in mine, but probably even in yours, and you've had success. One of the things people need to see is a cleaner Philadelphia. You got that. The greener, too, but the cleaner. And when you're on my show talking about 24 hours a day, I believe it. And if Philadelphians see something like that early on, they're going to rally to it. They'll rally.
Wow, Dom, it's interesting. Wait, I'm going to have to tell Aunt Brenda that you just, my Aunt Brenda, that you just said that, because she says, now, baby, what you have to do is we have to see it. And I'm not talking about people in one section of the city. I'm talking about all neighborhoods. I say, Auntie, I am telling you the first thing that we are going to do, and guess what? And I haven't said this publicly, so this is the first time I've said this, and your listening audience will hear it first. We are already working on it, okay? I think you'll see on the legislative agenda moving. I think our executive branch and Governor Josh Shapiro and his team, I think in our state Senate and Senator Vincent Hughes, his team, our Speaker McClinton and Appropriations Chair Harris, they're already thinking about how we move forward together. So not an I, Dom. That's another thing that's extremely important. We are doing it. My ego is not such that I don't suffer from illusions of self-grandeur, right? I understand that I'm just a woman. I'm not a superwoman. And I can't get anything done without all of us working together. And I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans. You know, I got my butt kicked. You know, some people, she's not even really a Democrat. You know, she's too conservative. I said, well, listen, you can say whatever it is that you want to say, but I work with Democrats and Republicans because my job is going to be to deliver, and no one is getting in the way of that. I don't care who you are, but we're going to deliver for our people in this city.
Well, I hope you make your aunt the chief of staff. I like her style because she's congratulating you and telling you at the same time, I'm holding you accountable, and we all need that. And, that's a great thing. I have to ask, I didn't know it during the campaign, and I saw you various times, the orange, the wearing of orange. Any particular reason?
So aside from it being my favorite color, I love bright colors. They look good. I like them down with my skin tone, right? So the orange and yellows and bright blue, like since I was even a teenager, you know how you sort of kind of like find, you know, your own style and what you like. Very, very early on in my life, I found that colors match because of my dark complected skin. So I like colors. However, I am also, this is the secret for everyone, I am also a Lincoln University alum.
Oh, okay.
And our colors are orange and blue. And so it definitely was a reflection of not just my love for orange, but I really wanted to rep Lincoln University, where I learned so much. You know, I'm a first generation college graduate.
Yes.
In my family. And that played a super huge role. But guess what? I can tell you, and this is no exaggeration, how about a whole lot of my friends and just women in general I know are like, Sherelle, you know, you're having me look at orange now. I'm buying some orange clothes. So, like, I like that. I think we're going to start a Philly thing, particularly for women where we wear a lot of orange.
I'm a big fan of women in the solid color. I got to tell you, from where I'm looking at it, that is a winning combination. I told Dan, 99% there's only one thing as a former educator, and I still do a lot of stuff. I got to pick your brain on the year-round school. I know the thought process there. Is that mandatory, or would parents decide it?
Well, one, we definitely have to allow parents, along with community, there are stakeholders, to have a say. But I also want the listening audience to know, I was not talking about year-round schooling to sit in a traditional classroom. with our traditional academic instruction. But all of those additional, when I was in school, we called them like electives, right? In this instance, when you hear me talking about workforce development, our students being trained for all industries that are thriving here, life sciences and biotech, the building trades in our schools. Again, I made people laugh and they were like, yeah, you sound like a dinosaur when I talked about I had home economics, I had wood shop, I had carpentry and metal shop. They're like, Sherelle, that was so long ago. But I found out I wasn't good at those things, Dom. Yeah. And listen, the only way that I knew that I was terrible, was because I got exposed to it. Our kids haven't had that option, and we will in the school district of Philadelphia. So I look forward to also, it's not just traditional teachers. We have to welcome the private sector into our educational structure. And us not doing that, I don't care, Council Member Alan Dom and I, if there was anything that, he was very aggressive in talking about, it was that financial literacy piece. That is essential if we're trying to put people on the path to self-sufficiency so that they can get in a place where they don't need anything from government, in order to survive, except to pay their taxes on time, right? But to make a living and take care of their families. We want people self-sufficient. Home ownership, like all of those things. We want to make sure that that kind of activity is available, but definitely we would have to have parental buy-in. And I have to give a shout out to Superintendent Watlington. He and I have had some very informal conversations, and I've been very impressed. Dom and Dan, I think I've been around you enough to know, for you to know that I don't get excited when I just like listen to what people say, right? I'm the kind of person where I'll sit back and say, I heard what he or she said, but let's see what they do and if they have the courage to like make tough decisions.
Wait a minute, you say that, but you really, really like Dan. What the heck has he ever done here, Sherelle? Come on.
Hey, listen, my experience there was made much better because Dan took care of me, Dan. So thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Sherelle.
Well, Sherelle, is there a new website? Where do people go with the general election campaign now?
Well, listen, right now I want you to stay with me at www.sherelleparker.com. I want you to know that we are definitely working into shifting our structure right now because it has to be much more interactive. A lot of people are sending us recommendations, so we want to receive you. The only thing I ask is that you remember that I, along with my dynamic team, we're human, we're not robots. So we're working to get that structure in order right now, but you can still reach me through our traditional website. In addition to that, Dom, please remember that I am the Democratic nominee. I am not the mayor-elect. We have to go through the general election process. My former colleague, Councilmember David O, is a very formidable opponent. I look forward to fully engaging. I'm not taking my foot off the gas. This campaign election is not over, and so we have to still raise money and do everything that we did in the primary, and I'm still going to try to win over votes, but now I get to try to appeal to Republicans, to independents. I don't care what party you are. Our goal is for you to become a part of our team and our broad-based coalition. We've got to make it even larger right now, and there is room for everyone under the Sherelle Parker tent.
You got that. Sherelle, thank you. What a joy to have you back. Thank you. Glad you're in good health and ready to go.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. There is Sherelle Parker here. Let's excise on the podcast that part about Dan, please. We try to be truth in advertising.
Give
here.
Me my day. Come on.
We try to be as accurate as we can.
So nice.
All right. I'm coming to your calls. Give me your response to Sherelle Parker. Again, she tapped into what was there. Obviously, and people didn't say, oh, stop and frisk, I can't vote for that person. It's her personality, too, her knowledge base, etc. But it's things like that, and public safety, I think, will be number one with her. The cleanliness thing speaks to exactly what Philadelphia visibly needs to do. There's no doubt.
I'm sure we'll get into it, but Sherrill will most likely be on again soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But the question becoming, now that she's, you know, out of the primary, can speak more freely, I would assume, about the DA, Larry Krasner. Do you think she should go head on against him? How would you advise that she approaches Larry Krasner?
I would always say that, but until she's elected, I don't know what the upside is.
Yeah.
You know, So
she speaks out against Larry Krasner during the campaign season. You think she scares away progressive voters from her?
Yeah, just that she wants to engage in what David O is saying here. And I want to host a debate. I think we will. And I'm on her side on the stop and frisk. David O is, you know, much I love a lot of stuff, is way out of bounds saying.
What's the strategy of a Republican conservative going?
Overreach.
Okay, governmental overreach.
He's just a purist. He's a smart guy, and he's a purist on this. He believes it, Dan. He believes it's government overreach.
So it's more of a libertarian stance.
Yeah, yeah, okay. He believes it. I respect that, but I just respectfully couldn't differ more. It's exactly what we need. All right, phone lines. Get in on that.
Can I ask
one
more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Were you satisfied with her answer on the year-round schooling?
No.
Okay.
Okay, well. We'll have more
on
that.
Were you surprised to hear that she mentioned, though, to, you know, bring in private enterprise?
Yeah, it was more different, but this idea of mandatory, I got to see the full details. No, I'm always going to be against that. Summertime is for kids to enjoy themselves, some light tutoring, Kathy Gannis, stuff like that. Not a lot more schooling. I don't believe in it. The kids that, you know, at summer school, when I was teaching, was there for as a punishment, and I support it as a punishment. Because some of these kids, you couldn't keep them in line in any other way, no matter what you did. Some kids just don't want to be in school. Well, if you have to teach them and they are in school, it's one of the tools you use. Not ashamed to admit it. Down to the last day. Am I going to pass? I don't know. There's seconds left. 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, big 1 o'clock hour at 1:30. We'll talk with Pat Malloy and one of his chief guys around this story that has international intrigue in Abington. I'll tell you, too, coming up, about why it's a false thing to say that a Florida school district has banned the poem from that young woman who is a national poet laureate. All that straight ahead.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.